Hey, Papa Kayleen, are you making up a story for us? All right, a story with Santa Claus and the penguins. Well, you all know Santa Claus, huh? The all-green gentleman. All red, sorry. With a big beard. The gentleman who only works once a year. All the rest of the year, he doesn't just rest. So what does he do? Well, he watches that the elves do all the gifts properly so that he can deliver them on December 25th with his sleigh. Imagine a bit what would happen if he didn't deliver his gifts on December 25th. All the children would be very sad. But this year there is a very big problem. The sleigh is broken. He doesn't know where to go to fix it. He was told to go see the elves from the north, but they are working. The elves from the south? They are also working. The elves of the east and west? They are too busy. His last solution, it's the penguins. Everyone told him that the penguins are the best sleigh repairers in the world. They move very slowly on their two paws and hide their tools under their small wings. Santa Claus therefore decides to bring his sleigh to the Penguin Island. Attention, not all penguins are sleigh repairers, but those who are the best in the world. And it will well need that, because we are on December 23rd, and the delivery of gifts must start in less than 24 hours. He therefore loads his sleigh on his superb boat to reach Penguin Island. A little magic powder and the boat arrives in no time. The penguins who recognize Santa Claus immediately ask him why he visits them. Well, you see my sleigh? Look, the entire right side is damaged and I need it tomorrow night for my delivery. You are our last hope. Oh la la, but the work is enormous. We will need wood, metal, we can do that. But for December 26th... December 26th? But no, it's not possible. And all the children? What will they think? There will be tons and tons of tears. No, no, no. Really, it's not possible. I was told that you were the best. I absolutely need it for tomorrow night. We can't do otherwise. But that's not going to be possible, Santa. Listen, penguins. You do what you want, but it's a matter of life or death for Christmas. If there are no gifts this year, the children will have forgotten me next year. Well, all right, Santa Claus, we'll get started right away. Come back tomorrow. Santa Claus thanked them on behalf of all the children and left them at their work. There were still many gifts to make. The penguins immediately got to work. A team went to get the wood, another the metal, and yet another put the forge in motion. They worked all day and all night, taking turns to sleep and eat. Everyone knew what they had to do. We heard the sounds of cut metal and wood. We felt smells of molten metal and burnt wood. Fortunately, they had all their equipment to avoid accidents. There was no question of one of them being injured. On his side, Santa Claus and the elves had finished their work. They loaded all the gifts onto the boat to avoid having to come back. It would take off from Penguin Island. It would be a beautiful runway. They crossed the ocean again with the magic powder and arrived just before midnight. The penguins were finishing up the skate. The paint was still fresh. Santa Claus found the sleigh magnificent and congratulated them all. The gifts were loaded into the sleigh and the reindeers were quickly harnessed. Everything was close, even a little bit ahead. Santa Claus headed for the runway. Everyone looked at him, tired but proud of all the work accomplished. He was about to take a run in when a penguin shouted at him to stop, quickly helped by his peers because Santa Claus couldn't hear him. With all this screaming, Santa Claus stopped and turned around. The penguin who had shouted quickly arrived and explained to him that he was missing the lever for the brake. They had to disassemble it to be able to repair the skate, but in haste, they forgot to put it back. It took 5 minutes, but we were still on time. The penguin made a small test to check and the sleigh was able to return to the runway. Imagine a little bit what would have happened if Santa Claus had not been able to stop during the first delivery. But the delivery went well, even if the sleigh still smelled a bit of paint and all the children woke up with gifts. And there you have it, the story of Santa Claus and the penguins. See you soon. Thank you, Papa Kalen.